Chapter 1 of Raven Memory by David J. Schrunk. Part 2. Steve focuses his thoughts, searching for the quiet place. Coffee aroma dissipates, the machines and chatter grow distant. A waitress breezes by, carrying a tall cup. A woman in a business suit struts on her heels, her gaze passing over Steve and on to the door. Peering down the line of booths, Steve spots a newspaper raised above the table and its ghost in the dark window. Bernstein makes a habit of reading the paper while enjoying his morning coffee and muffin. Keeping an eye on the newspaper, he glides down the aisle between booth and counter. A teenage girl spins around, colliding with him, a tall paper cup bouncing off his chest, dark droplets spraying from the tiny opening in the plastic lid onto his tie and shirt. "Shit, I'm sorry." Napkin in hand, the adolescent dabs the coffee drops. "I didn't hear you come up behind me." "I beg your pardon." He feels his lips break into a smile. Glancing down at the sweatpants and flip-flops, his grin fades. He looks around at the shop. Two baristas work the machines behind the counter, while another employee taps on the cash register. One of the women standing before the register covers her face, holding back a laugh. Behind, the old men on the stools chat among themselves. Patrons in the booths talk and consume coffee. Dull sounds invade the quiet place. "Looking sharp, mister." She peers up and says something about running late. "Always time for coffee," says Steve, running on automatic. She tucks a dark lock of hair behind her ear. Feeling awkward, his face grows long. Others rarely notice him, a memory passing like a breeze. Looking into her eyes, he sees there is something odd about them. Drugs, he thinks. Fingers pressing against the side of the warm cup, he pushes it a safe distance away. The girl apologizes again. Eyes dropping to the latex gloves, the grin twists into a curious frown. Eyes flicker from the latex to his eyes and back to the hand. Pulling the warm cup away, she tucks her head low and pushes past, flip-flops clapping in her wake. Attention back on his task, Steve spots the bald head peeking over the top of the newspaper. Silence. Long strides carry him behind two women at the register. A flip of the page reveals eyeglasses perched on the end of a round nose. Steve stands at the end of the table and peers down at the man hiding behind the newspaper. Hands at his sides, he watches the man take a bite from the roll and set it down on the plate. Usually a muffin. Today the pastry of choice is a sticky roll. Bernstein folds the paper over. He licks his lips. Eyes tracing the bottom half of the page, he reads a column. His gaze jumps, crossing over to another column. Glancing back, Steve sees the two women marching away from the register towards the front door. None of the eyes look in his direction. Turning to the balding man reading the paper, he releases the quiet place. Machines whir, and dishes clang, laughter, talk, all ring clear. The blended coffee aroma attacks his nose. Reaching into the right pocket of his suit jacket, he finds the folded paper. He clears his throat. "Judge Bernstein?" The man lowers the newspaper and looks up, peering over his glasses. "Yes?" Removing his hand from the pocket, he reveals a bright red folded paper and tosses it onto the table. Skidding across the surface, it slides up against the plate. Bernstein folds the newspaper onto his lap and peers down at the origami bird with wings and mid-flap. His eyes grow wide in recognition. Looking up, his gaze falls on the revolver pointed at his head. "I release you," says Steve. He pulls the trigger. Flash flickers, a bang pierces the air, fading into a steady ring.